you for quite a few of the questions that were there. Yeah, I want to talk something through. We'll see if we get deep into the album of Europe. Let's talk about the Zohar. So the Gemara of Zohar has a shaila: if they were ma'ane somebody to mishtachav to his behemah, does the behemah become osir as neva? So the Gemara started that Rabbi Bachama said that kigoyin ansu akum mishtachav le behemtoi, and the behemah becomes osir. Says the Gemara, maskat le Rav Zera. Why is the behemah also? Since it was by Oynes. Oynes Rachmona Patrick. So, Tosfos is Medayek. Rav Zera didn't say that it's mutter because of a chai behem. Apparently, Rav Zera agrees that it's also. Rav Zera, there's no chai behem. You have to be Moshe Nefesh Rav Zera. If Rav Zera was chaylik and held that you don't have to be meister's nefesh for Avodah Zarah, then you should have said v'chayvim v'lo shiyomus ben. Rav Zera agrees that at least for Hesio, maybe with Sunna, that's the machlekes in Agamor, but Rav Zera agrees fundamentally for Avodah Zarah you have to be meister's nefesh. Rav Zera says nonetheless, even though you have to be meister's nefesh for Avodah Zarah, but if you were oivet Avodah Zarah, if you did it, you potter. Because Oynes Rachmona Patrik, you have a Ptur. And since you're Potter, so the behemoth is not necessary either. What's in the place is that I feel like Abzeir Nami, Yidei Abzeir. If you did it, you put it from the Einish. The civil and I tell us the Tassa Dover. Appreciate the Limser Atzmai, even though the Chatkhila is supposed to be Mosin Efesh. But if he did it, he's Potter. And therefore, unless the Bishtachava also, since he's Potter, so the behemoth shouldn't be necessary. So before we go any further, just time to understand, what is the status of the behemoth have to do with whether he's potter or not? If l'chatchil is supposed to be meis nefesh, so b'chav, what's the whole thing? What's the difference? Is the behemoth of a dezor or not of a dezor? Like, what's this whole discussion of the Gemara? Rebbe says it's b'nei ala tasadover, and Rebbe says no, he's kadash. The neediness of the behemoth of a dezor. What does it have to do with it? Whether he has l'nair l'tachad dover, he doesn't have l'nair l'tachad dover. So Biskarov says, Sama you say, just to understand him. Biskarov says, Pshat, the issue of Nevad is not because the behemoth is an avodah zarah. Behemoth's got not an avodah zarah, because Baal Chai don't become Osubano. Don't become avodah zarah. Baal Chai doesn't become an avodah zarah. The issue of Nevad is because it was Nasib Yadayim. Like the issue of Nirbah. It's because Nasib Yadayim, since the Aveir of avodah zarah was done in the behemoth, so that's what Asa the behemoth look about. So Rav Zera held, even if it's not, that's the nidun of the sugya. Rav Zera held that since he's an onus, and an onus rachmana patri, and even though the chatchil is not allowed to do it, but b'dieved he doesn't get an onus, so that snap doesn't reach the chaymer aveira. Since even though he did the aveira, but didn't aveira, and if he's potter, it doesn't reach the chaymer aveira that the behemah should become also because it was nasa by aveira. That stam just sheds light on the gemara. Otherwise, very strange gemara. Like the whole focus is on whether he's potter, whether he's chayav. Why they done it? The need is on the behemoth. The behemoth chet shalom v'rezor. But that's not important to understand. But al kaponim, Rav Zera says that oynes rechmona patri avari has to be moisa nefesh, lechatchili has to be moisa nefesh. But if he did the avera, he's potter. Oynes rechmona patri. Therefore, Rav Zera argues the behemoth also should not be nesar b'hishtachav also. Says the Chem d'Shleimer, I mentioned the other day, that Rav Zera, this Rav Zera is the mocker for the Shita Sarama. That even by the Gimel Adayers Chamurus, This is the Mokir. That even by the Gimel Averis Chamuris, where you're mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh. But by the Eved, if you did the Avera of Gilei Raya Shvichas Dama and Avodah Zarah, you're potter, because you're honest. Well, an Ayala Tasa Dama. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, if you did it, you're potter. The Rambam brings, for some reason, a different posse. It doesn't bring Avzeris posse, but an Ayala Tasa Dama brings a different posse by Nesim Zayin and Lamoyla, Chupalei Honest. I don't know why the Rambam wrote a different posse. But Akoponim, the mocker for the Rambam, says the Chemish Shlomi, is in this sheet of Rav Zeh. Hagam, that Rav is Chalik in Rav Zeh. And Rav goes on and says that the Behemah is also, because Rav says that you have to be Meis Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. At least before Hes, you have to be Meis Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. And therefore the Behemah is Nesa. So we're talking on Pasna Rav Zeh. So how are you saying the Rav is Chalik in Rav Zeh? So how could the Rambam base his Pesach on Avzer? So the Chen Shlomo himself says that the Rambam passed like Avzer. That's a Dabba Tamua. So look in the Rambam, because Pesach Yom Kippur, the Rambam passed his life like Robert. The Behem is also. And the Rambam passed the Behem is also, it sounds like in the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether it was Besinah or Befres. Even though Rob was Mechalik and Sinan for Hesil. But we have to say, Rav held like Rabbi Shmuel, who's Mechalik and Sinan for Hesil. We don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Rambam passed in Behem is Sinan, Behem for Hesil, the Behem is Nesa. So the Rambam got a passing like Rav, not like Rabbi Zeira. But you have to say that the Rambam held, Rav is only Chalik and Rabbi Zeira. The Rambam really faces speaks to that. Rav is only Chalik and Rabbi Zeira, Lagabi, the status of the Behem. Rav held, since Lemaisa, you have to be Moshe Nefesh, so the Behem is Nesa, even though you're Potter. But that the Rabbi Zeira said, Vilenari, the Tasa Dover, that the person is Potter, even by Gimel Averes Chamurus, Rabbi doesn't argue. Taisus really said that. Rabbi Taisus said, Ben, that was Lashon of Taisus famous. Taisus said that, I didn't read that part, but Taisus says, Verova says, that since you're Limsar Atzma, so therefore, as called in Avodah Zarah, the payment is Nesar, Afal Pichin, but the Eved Potter. Taisus also speaks out. Rabbi agrees to Rabbi Zeira that you're Potter, Vilenar, the Tasad Ova. The Machaik is that then Rabbi is only Rabbi. You know, what's called the behemah shel nevda ba'aveira? Rav Zeira says to be called nevda ba'aveira, to be called nevad, he has to be that he did an aveira on the level that it was nenash. And Rav says no, it's enough that he did an aveira on the level that he wasn't allowed to do it, that he was mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. But they both agree lemaisa that he has a p'tura v'aymus. And the chor, that's the shita saram. Nonetheless, it seems to me that Tosfos and the Rambam are not mamish the same. Because in Rambam's Meduyot, that if you do an Avera Ba'inus, you did Avera Zohar, let's say Ba'inus, it's not called that you were over the Avera, it's not called that you were over the Avera of Avera Zohar at all. Because the Lashon Rambam, we read yesterday, the Rambam says that if he was over the Avera Zohar, the Ma'aris, when he was over the Avera Zohar, or he was right, or she was done, so Ram says, "Hareiz achilas Hashem," and he was mabatul the mitzvah essay of kiddush Hashem. Even though he's not nenash, but the nice thing is he's mechalas Hashem. And we died yesterday. The Ram does not say that he was over the b'dizor. Seems to from the Ram that forget as far as over the b'dizor is concerned, he's a omus, and oinus means that he was not over the other. He has a different problem. He was mechalas Hashem. Or in Ram Mitzmaduyuk, that Oynis is not just a Ptur Oynishim. Oynis means that it's not called that he did the Aver. That's the Chanash Lama says in Ram, that it's the Aver is not Mesiachasim. That's the famous definition of the Chanash Lama. The Ram holds the Aver is not Mesiachasim. He has a different Aver. He was Mechalas Hashem. But Avodah Zarah, you can't say he was over Avodah Zarah. Taisus Meduyuk, not the way. Taisus Meduyuk, that Oynes is a Ptur Oynshin, but L'chadchila, you're not allowed to do it. Taisa says, the L'nayar L'tasa Dover means, L'chadchila, you're not allowed to be Eved of a Dezor. But B'di'eved, you're potter from Oynshin. So it's a chil from L'chadchila B'di'eved. L'nayar L'tasa Dover says, B'di'eved, you're not Nenash. But L'nayar L'tasa Dover doesn't affect the L'chadchila. L'chadchila, it's still awesome. So I think that's a chil. We'll see going forward, we'll put up how this plays out. So now, we need to understand the Rambam. If in fact, the way the Rambam says, And by the way, as I said yesterday, the Rambam is a very big chiddush that there's a concept of chilul Hashem. From the Gemara, we only have chilul Hashem b'faresia, and we only have chilul Hashem b'faresia when it was not the lanos atzma. And here in the Rambam's machadish, a new kind of chilul Hashem b'tzina when it's not lanos atzma, or even if it's lanos atzma, you don't look at lanos atzma or lavir el adas. To be over of it, it's chilul Hashem. The gimel aver, it's chamuras. Even b'tzina, if he does it, harayz a chilul Hashem. So we have to understand the Rambam. If there's a concept of chilul Hashem even b'tzina, so why is it limited to the gimel aveiros chamuras? Chilul Hashem be'etzem shayach by all aveiros. For Esi, for example, if it's lavir el adas, then you have it by all aveiros. You have chilul Hashem. So why is it limited over here b'tzina to gimel aveiros chamuras? Why do you say by all aveiros is a chilul Hashem? What's the difference between the gimel aveiros chamuras and other aveiros? Moreover, it's two sides of the same question. The Gemara itself says that the reason why you have to be Moshe Nefesh for the Gimel Averis Chamuris is not because of Chil Hashem. The Gemara says a different reason. That you have to be Moshe Nefesh, for example, by Shvichas Dhamma. Why do you have to be Moshe Nefesh by Shvichas Dhamma? Because Mimiyem, the Dhamma, 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 the Chavroch. Chavroch, that means, like Rashi says, that there's no Vachai Ben, because the other guy also has Vachai Ben. So the Gemara itself says that the reason why you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Shvichas Dhamma is because by Shvichas Dhamma there's no Vachai Ben. And Rambam says the reason why you have to be Moshe Nefesh is something else entirely. And really, it's not called you did the Aveira at all. But Chil Hashem, you'd have to be Moshe Nefesh for Shichas Dhamma because it's a Chil Hashem. How does it seem with the Gemara? The Gemara says something else entirely. For Avodah Zarah, you have to be Moshe Nefesh because it says, have to b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha. And for Avodah Zarah, you have to be Moshe Nefesh because of my chazus, miyemar. And by Gilei Arayis, you have to be Moshe Nefesh because it says Kashi Yochem Yishol when it's Chukash Tishvichos Domim. Not a word over here about Chilul Hashem. The Rambam makes an initial Chilul Hashem. So what's going on? So what's the Pashup Shat? I think the Pshat is like this. This is the Pashup Shat. The Rambam held that B'mokim when you have, it all starts with V'chayvim. B'mokim when you have V'chayvim, let's for Shara there, it's Chil Shabbos or something. The Torah says V'chayvim. Ruch Nefesh is Doichem. So that means if your person's Mechal Shabbos with Pikuch Nefesh, it's not called an Aveir at all. Not just that he doesn't get the Aveir, the Aveir is not Mesiachistim. It's not an Aveir. To be Mechal, to drive a Hatzolah truck, to drive a Hatzolah car, is not called Chil Shabbos. I mean, I'm not going to look to a Tchuyah, but it's not an Aveir. Not an Aveir, forget, it's a mitzvah. So to do a mitzvah is never a Chil Hashem. Unless again, if it's Befer Hesio, and it's Lavir El Adas, so it's a religious persecution. So then already it's a chil Hashem, even though you have the hefker v'chayvim. But in the normal circumstances, we're not talking special religious persecution for Hesim. And regular mitzino to do chil Shabbos because of for pikuach nefesh, goes ma'ane somebody mitzino to be mechal Shabbos. Lanos atzmi, not lanos atzmi. Mitzino makes no difference. So it's not what he's doing in Aveir because this is a hefker v'chayvim. So chil Hashem doesn't enter into it. By the Gimel Aveiros Chamuros, there's no Heter V'chaibim. Because that's what the Gemara is basically. The Gemara explains, you don't have the Heter V'chaibim by Gimel Aveiros Chamuros. Because by Avodah Zarah it says, B'chol Nafshecha, so there's no V'chaibim. And by Shvichas Domim, there's a Sfar that there's no V'chaibim, because the other guy's also a Nefesh. And Gilei Arayis is Hukash to Shvichas Domim, so there's no V'chaibim. So the Gemara explains, by the Gimel Aveiros Chamuros, there's no V'chaibim. If there's no V'chaibim, that means that Be'etzem is an Aveir. The Maisa itself is a Maisa Aveir. Shichus Domim, even B'mokim Pikuch Nefesh, is a Maisa Aveira. Gilei Arayis is a Maisa Aveira. Elamai, says the Rambam. But Aveira tells me that for the Nair Letasadova, the Maisa he's owns. So the Aveira is not Mesiachas to him. Says the Rambam, fine, so the Aveira is not Mesiachas to him. But an Aveira it is. It's Be'etzim, a Maisa Aveira. It's a Maisa Aveira that's not Mesiachas to him. He's off the hook. Not my problem. I didn't do it. But it's a Maisa Aveira. That's already called Chil Hashem. To do a Maisa Aveira under duress, Hagam, you're not going to be Nenesh, and the Maisa Aveira is not Mesiachas to you. But you're allowing an Aveira to happen, because Gimel Aveira is Chamuris, there's no Vachai Behem. So this is called an Aveira, it's obnoxious Veinei Hashem, even Mevokim Pikuach Nefesh, because there is no Pikuach Nefesh by the Gimel Aveira is Chamuris. So to do something which is obnoxious Veinei Hashem, it's a Maisa Aveira Be'etzem, so the Rambam holds that's Osir Al Chil Hashem. And if you want to be Makadashim Shemayim, then you shouldn't do it. And if you want to, and if you do it, you're Makadashim Shemayim. You're not Nenesh because the Aveir is not Mesiachas to you. So you know the Gilei Arayis, it's not called the you did the Gilei Arayis, it's not called that you did the Avodah Zarah, because it's when I was a double. So fine, so the Avodah is not Mesiachas to you. But you were Mechal Shem Shemayim by allowing something to happen. That's not L'Rotzon Hashem. It's a Ma'is Aver. But it's an Aver that's so chomer that it doesn't have a B'chai B'hem. So technically you're off the hook because it's onus. So it's not called that you did it, but it happened and it's a Ma'is Hashem and it's something that's not supposed to happen. But you're not supposed to. So Mil, that's called a Chil Hashem.
Just what after like the other Rishonim like the Ramban and the Rad who also give different stars for why these three are there is because they're one.
Right.
And we can't say this star. Meaning this thing, the answer there we just gave the Ramban. So like according to Ramban,
which Ramban?
Let's say I saw the Rad says that the reason for these three are there is because they're more chomer than other Aveiros.
Yeah, the Ramban says the Muhammad. The Ramban says because they're more chomer. The Ramban will also agree that these Aveiros are more chomer. The Ram just holds these Averis and Mochomer, that's why they don't have a Chai Behem. There's two things, there's the Chai Behem and there's Oinus. According to the Ram, they're both. It's not like Tosis. Tosis holds the Chai Behem, that Oinus is just a true ancient, but it's not a Heter. The Ram holds that the Chai Behem and Oinus are both a Heter. Oinus is also a Heter. But there's a big difference between the Heter of Chai Behem and the Heter of Oinus. The Chai Behem means it's not an Aver. Because there's a loophole, it's ultra. There's a loophole in the Aver. The Aver wasn't said, it could be Mochom for Chai Behem. So that's not a Ma'is Aveira at all. Oinus is a Ma'is Aveira, just you're off the hook because the Aveira is not your fault, it's the Ma'anus' fault. Like the Torah says, Kashi Yochim Mishayel Elohog Nefesh, it's the Ritzeh, not the Nitzah who did the murder. So over here, it's the Ma'anus, not the Nenas who did the Oinus. So fine, so the Aveira is not your Aveira, it's somebody else's Aveira. But it is a Ma'is Aveira. And the Rambam says, that's why you have to be Ma'is Nefesh. You have to be Ma'is Nefesh. Not to allow an aveira to happen, and that's called chilash. That's called kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is you have to be moisir nefesh not to allow the aveira of gilui arayis to happen. But it goes. Yeah, it starts with the chaymer iser because the chaymer iser is why there's no v'chay behem. If you didn't have the chaymer iser, if it was just a regular, plain ordinary aveira, so then it would be have a chay behem, and if it would be v'chay behem, then b'mokem pikuach nefesh is not an aveira. You know, like I said, to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh is a mitzvah. But to be able to have a reserve for Pikuach Nefesh, not a mitzvah. And of course, the litmus test is by refuah. By refuah, there's no oinus. There you only have a chayda. So to be Mechal Shabbos for is fine. Not a vera at all. But to be Mechal Shabbos for Avodah Zarah is Avodah Mamish, because there's no chayda. There's no issue of oinus. By oinus, you have this new issue, that the Avera is Mesiachas to the Ma'anus, not to the Nenas. So it's an Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah is happening, but it's not called the I did the Avodah Zarah, the Ma'anis did the Avodah Zarah, caused the Avodah Zarah to happen. So that's why, so it is a Ma'is Aveira, but it's not my Ma'is Aveira. So in a way, that's a Heter, because I'm not doing it, so what me worry? You know, I didn't do the Aveira, I didn't do the Avodah Zarah, it's the fault of the Ma'anis. Says the Rabbi, that's true, but a Ma'is Aveira it is, and you have a choice to put a stop to a Ma'is Aveira. So that's Chil
Hashem. But that thing, we're going to that Chil Hashem is also Yad Malayamar. Yeah, it's already a new Isser, basically.
Chil Hashem is Yehar Val Yabar. Yeah, that's what it means. Chil Hashem is Yehar Val Yabar. By definition, it's Yehar Val Yabar. Chil Hashem, by definition, is Yehar Val Yabar. That's your point to everybody. Parhesi is a Chil Hashem. So what is Chil Hashem? What happened to the Chayvim? Chil Hashem doesn't have a Chayvim. But if that's the Zeph and Eishol, by definition, it's the Zeph and Eishol.
But even within the big three now? Even within those
Right, even if it's that's the Rambam's Chiddush. Right. Other Rishonim hold, the Ramban says Beferis, there's only Chil Hashem Beferis. And the Ramban says, the Ramban and the Muhammad. And the Rambam holds, no, there's Beferis in the Rambam, there's Chil Hashem B'Sinna too. But it's a different kind of Chil Hashem. This Chil Hashem that you have B'Sinna is limited to the Gemara there. The reason why it's limited to the Gemara, because it's a different kind of Chil Hashem. The Chil Hashem that you have Beferhesio, and when it's L'Havir Eladas, is even when there is L'Chai B'Hem. So it's not even a Ma'is Aveira, because it really has V'chai B'hem. But since it's L'Avir El'Ados, it's part of a religious persecution, so it becomes a Kiddush Hashem not to stand up to religious persecution in front of Asar Misra. Not because the Aveira per se is an Aveira, God is not an Aveira, because you have V'chai B'hem. That's a different kind of Kiddush Hashem. If they're Hesiyah B'mokim when they want to be Ma'avir El'Ados. Here we're talking about B'tzinu, that's not an issue. But so therefore V'chai B'hem, if it's not a Ma'is Aveira technically, because you have V'chai B'hem, so it's not a Chil Hashem. But the minute there's no v'chai behem because it's gimel averus chamurus, so you want to say, yeah, but it's not me, it's the ma'anis. So you're right, it's not you, it is the ma'anis. And that's why you're not going to be nenash. Because you're not the one who really did the ma'is aver. Technically, you're off the hook. It's somebody else's fault. But a ma'is aver it is. If it's be'etzim a ma'is aver. So that's a chid. So that still goes into the, that still has gdorim, a kiddush Hashem, a chil Hashem. avera.
For you to volunteer, you don't have to do anything. It's not an option.
Right, I hear. It's not avera at all. I hear, could be. So we have two sheets. Meanwhile, we have sheets of Tosfos. That Lenayer Letasadovar, Tosfos agrees that you're not nenash by the Gimel Averes Chamuros if you did them. But by this case, where you violated the Gimel Averes Chamuros. So we have so far two shittas. Shittas of Tosfos is that you're taka potter from Zera, Lenayer Letasadovar. But it's also Lechatchila, because Lenayer Letasadovar is only a Ptur B'dievet, but it's not a Heter Lechatchila. And then we have Shittas Arambam. That for Lenayer, that you're not Nenash, because for Lenayer Letasadovar is Taka a Heter. It's not cool that you did the Aveira, maybe Heter is the wrong word, but Lenayer Letasadovar means you're really, even the Chatchila, it's not your Aveira, it's somebody else's Aveira. And by rights, maybe you should say, okay, so then it's not my problem, I could do the Aveira. But there's a different factor that kicks in, which is Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. That to allow an Aveira, through you're allowing an Aveira to happen, not your Aveira, somebody else's Aveira, but you're allowing it to happen. There's other shittas in Yishayim about this. The Ran in Samach Aleph Amud Beis. First of all, the Ran in Samach Aleph Amud Beis brings the Rabbeinu David, who's chalik on the whole thing, and he says, Yitaka Nenesh. Yichai Misuf. So that's, how does he learn Abzer in the Gemara and Abadizor? Abzer says, So Abzer says, well, now it's a dog. You pot. The Rabbeinu David says, Yechai Misa. How does he learn Abzer? That's Sochin. I don't know how Rabbeinu David learned Abzer. Abzer says, the Pepsi pot. So I guess you could say that maybe he'll learn that Rav is chaylik and Abzer. That's good for machlekes Abzer and Rav. Abzer says you're potter l'nayar l'tasadomar, and Rav says no, you're not potter. When the kashdi b'soif b'nei Yisrael, you have to be moist and nefesh, and you're not potter. You're chayim misa. The mice is not. It's still shver. Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is a very shver shita, because Rabbeinu David then goes on and says, if you do the gimel averes chamuris, you're chayim misa. But he says, what about averes that you're allowed to do? That have a chai behem. Shabbos, let's say. But it was before Hesio, and it was Laviri Ladas, and then you're supposed to be Moshe Nefesh even for Shabbos, and you were Mechal Shabbos. Are you chai Misa Chil Shabbos? So maybe you know that already now. That's just Chil Hashem. But he's Mechal, it's the Gimel of Eretz Chamurus, we have to Moshe Nefesh because of the Chaymer Aveiro. So there's no chai behem at all, so you're chai Misa. By Shara Aveiros, even though you have to be Moshe Nefesh before Hesio, Laviri Ladas, that's for Chil Hashem, religious persecution. You have to fight back, but that has nothing to do with Chil Shabbos. Not called you Mechal Shabbos. So the Chil Hashem Shabbos is not going to make you chai. It's not called Chil Shabbos. So that's very shreh. How do you learn the word about Zohar? Modern Shach. Rav Zera says you're potter even by the Gimel Averes Chamurus. By Abba Zohar itself, Rav Zera says you're potter. Elamai, we're going to say, oh, but maybe Rav is chaylik and Rav Zera. But what's Rav's argument? Rav doesn't say you have to be Mesir Nefesh for Rabbi Dezor, you have to Shem Al-Kecho. Rav says, V'nikdash to B'Sayif B'nei Yisrael. Chil Hashem. According to Rabbi David, Chil Hashem, even Rabbi David says, B'Ferish, that Chil Hashem is not a reason you should be Chayim Misa. Chil Hashem is maximum reason you should be Mesir Nefesh, but Chil Hashem per se never Mechayim Misa. So how do you do so that's not, that can't be what Rav is saying. So the Kitzur, that seems to be Mamish against the Gemara, but I don't have a terrace for that. But yes, this kasha, the Rebbeinu David L'Chor is against the Rav Shmuel brings from Achor. The Rebbeinu David L'Chor, how does he read the Gemara about Azor? I think he brings the Agor, yes, the kasha. Any of them. Then the Ran also brings the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, Avada by Gimel Averes Chamuris, even if you did it by Enes Yipotah, and based on Yipotah. Well, in Ari Tassad Dover, Avada Yipotah. So why do you have to be Enes Yipotah? Says the Ramban, you have to be Moisei Nefesh the Shem HaKadosh Baruch. So Bashkofa Rishonah, who does that sound like? The Ramban says, really, you're Potter. Well, then I don't have to go. I don't know if you put close to possible when I had a task of Rabbi Chaim, that's what he means. He says, I'm based on your part. Nonetheless, by Gimel HaDeres Chamur, you have to be Moisei Nefesh, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch. Sounds like the Rambam. Chil Hashem. That's the heart of the ring of the Rambam. You have to be L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch, Be'emes, it's not your... You really should be allowed to do it, technically. Because when I had a task of Rabbi Chaim, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch, you're not allowed to do it. Sounds very much like the Rambam. The problem is that the Ramban himself says Beferish in the Melchamas that the Gimel Averis Chamur is that you have to Moisei Nefesh B'Tzin has nothing to do with Chil Hashem. He says Chil Hashem is only Beferis. It's Mitzach Chaymer Averis. He said that's why B'Tzin is no difference if it's not Nal Satzmoy or Lavir or Ladas. Those are concepts that only make sense by Feresi when it's an issue of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. By the Gimel Averis Chamur, it's the Chaymer Averis. So who cares what's the reason for the man? You have to Moisei Nefesh B'Tzin the Chaymer Averis. And the Ran at the end of the parak by us, from the Sefer Mor, the Ran at the end of the parak also brings the Ramban that he says, because he asks, if on the Tzad of the Mor, the Benoich is Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, so how come only Beferesi and not Betzino? So we're in the Mor, it's only Beferesi and not Betzino. By Avodah Zorah, it's even Betzino. Says the Ran, B'Shem the Ramban. That's not done to Chil Hashem. That's Mitzvah, the Chaymer Avera, we have to Hashem Lekecho, the Torah is Mitzvah, we have to Hashem Lekecho, that the Chaymer Avera, I don't know if you use the word chayim aver, which is like always mitzav. We have to shem lekecha. You have to be meis nefesh for avodah zarah itself in goyim, not mitzvah. They have to shem lekecha. Those they don't have this din of chayim aver of gimel aver. Maybe they have kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is only for esur. But kitz the Ramban, the Ramban himself in the Machamis says b'feirish that kiddush Hashem. Wait, what's seen from the Gemara is b'feresi and not b'tzinah. So what does he mean, the Ramban? That really, well, in Ayin Latasi, really you're potter, but you have to be meis nefesh l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think what the Ramban must mean, really not so far from what we're saying in the Ramban. I think what the Ramban means is like this, that really you're honest. And since you're honest, that means that you have no einish at all. You're not nenish. If you did the Avodah Zarah, you arise, you're not going to be nenish. Even the slightest einish, at any level of einish that we want. No, not even the level of Einus Chavayis, like in Mitzvah's essay where B'Shas Roiga is their Manish on it. There's no Einus at all. So in a way you could say, well, there's no Einus at all, so why shouldn't I do it? I'm not going to get any punishment. Says the Ramban, but Avera it is. So you shouldn't do an Avera, even if there's no punishment. Because it's negative about Sarasha. Like, you know, they tell a story about the Vilna Goyen. There was only one Esrog, and then somebody had an Esrog, and there was one person had in town had an Esrog, and there was another Esrog going to be had, and they wanted an Esrog for the Goyen. So they came begging this person. I mean, the Goyen would share it, obviously, but I don't know the details of the story. Anyway, the story goes, it's just a story anyway, but they came to this person, I think it was a lady, that she should sell her Esrog to the Vilna Goyen. So she said that she's maskim on condition that the Goyen gives up all of his schar for the misfit to her. She'll get the schar from the Goyen's mitzvah. So they didn't know what to do. They came. They were very reluctant to bring this deal to the Vilna Goyen. He's not going to get any schar. So finally, I had no choice. They came to the Goyen. They said, "These are her terms." So the Goyen was very happy. He said, "Oh, finally, I get to do a mitzvah without any schar at all, just the Shem HaKadosh Baruch." I think that's what the Ramban means. Also, the Ramban says, "Here you have an aver with no einish at all. Imagine you get a free ticket that says you could do an aver you always wanted to do, but you never did it because you don't want to." But here you had a free ticket, no penalty at all, guaranteed, no penalty. So maybe you should do the Avera. I mean, you could hop around, you could do an Avera with no penalty. Says the Ramban, no, you could do one for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an Avera, it is. There's no penalty at all, but Avera it is this. Avera is this. So that, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch, the Torah, you should not do the Avera because it's an Avera, regardless. It's like Shaloy Almanas to Kabbal Pras. Shaloy Almanas not to get an Einish. L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. I guess that's what the Ramban is saying. So it's not so far away from the Rambam. But the Ramban says that the Ramban says not with Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. There's a tzivui in Torah not to do an Avera. So here you're not going to get any Einish at all. So fine, you won't get any Einish. Einish free, scot free. But it's an Avera in Torah. And there's no B'chai behem. It's not like it's mutter, no b'chai behem. Just you're going to be potter from all ancient blank because v'lenayr l'tasadover. But it remains an avera. So l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for your, nothing to do. You're not going to get any einish if you don't, but l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do an avera because it's an avera. And the Rambam holds that it's even more. It's not even called your avera. It's the ma'anis' avera. So really, by rights, you should be allowed to do it. You know, you're not even violating the Ratzon Hashem, but you're being mechal from Shemayim. You're allowing an avera to happen, so that's already kiddush Hashem and kiddush Hashem. I think it's half a degree, not like the Rambam. The Ramban doesn't invoke kiddush Hashem and kiddush Hashem. He says the Feresh, nothing to kiddush Hashem and kiddush Hashem. It's just an avera. It's an avera einishri, and the Rambam is even more than that. Not only it's not only einishri, it's not your avera, but it's a kiddush Hashem. So we have four levels. What exactly is your level of culpability when if you do Gilei Raos or Shlichus Domim or Ebainus? The Rebbeinu David says Yichayim Miso. And now he learns the Gemara about Zohar. The Gemara says Well, I'll pass the David. Tzorach you. The level is Kasha. Then we have Tosis. Tosis says you're Potter, like Reb Zera said. But Lechatchila, how it's also. The Levanayel Tass David is a Ptur Einshin. But Lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. The Ramban says that you're scot-free, there's no einish at all, but you're not allowed to do it. The Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, maybe that's the same as Tosis. Maybe that's what Tosis means. Don't do it lechatchila because it's an aver. But yeah, there's no einish. Maybe the Ramban and Tosis actually could be the same. Then we have the Rambam who goes even a step further, and the Rambam says it's not called your avera. You didn't even do an avera. Not only you don't get an einish, you didn't even do an avera, but you were mechalas Hashem because it is be'etzim an avera. It's not as if there was a v'chai b'hem. When you have a v'chai b'hem, it's not an avera at all. So forget, go, you should do it. Here, it is an avera, but it's not your avera. So you should be allowed to do it, because it's not your avera. But it's an avera. So I raise a chilas Hashem. Yeah.
The Ramban, quoted by the Ran, says, Rai l'dovar, that you're potter if you're over the Yom HaVeres Chamuris, from the fact that by Shar Mitzvahs before Hesed, you're also potter if you do the... If you do something, so how could the Ramban get sushed out to the Farhesi by Shem Mitzvahs if this is Pshat Ramban?
By Shem Mitzvahs, it's only.
There is no Avera. It's only because there is B'chai B'hem.
I think it just means to say like this. That I could have argued maybe the whole term Einus only makes sense when you don't have to be Meisa Nefesh. But Malcolm, when you're supposed to be Meisa Nefesh, then maybe that's not called the Einus. One could have argued, you know, the gun is only called a threat if you're not supposed to be Meisa Nefesh. But Malcolm, when you're supposed to be Meisa Nefesh, so the gun is nothing. What does the gun mean? What does the gun mean? Well, this means I had no choice. This means I had no choice. What do you mean I had no choice? We're supposed to be Meisa Nefesh. One could have argued. The man said, no, that's about an attribute. You see that even Beferhesia, Beshar Averis Beferhesia, where we also mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh, it's still called an Einus. Says the Ramban, well, if it's called an oinus there, then here it's by Gimel Averis Chamuris, it's also oinus. No, that's a fact of life that a gun is an oinus. I don't know why the Ramban didn't quote the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Why does he need to bring a riot from Shar Averis before Esther? He should have quoted the Gemara. It's a Gemara before Esther. Well, an Ireland hasn't done any of that. Now, Lefi the Ramam, I think there's a big revach in the Ramam Shita. The Ramam is going to gain a point because the Gemara and Omid Beis by us has a shaila is a ben noyach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. Does a ben noyach have to be meisa nefesh for Shem and Mrs. Ben Noyach? Shaila had to be gerus and where was the Gemara? Yes, pleshut the shaila, not pleshut the shaila. Ashes gerus and where was not pleshut the shaila. And it remains a bayit lo yishuta. Places a gear where it was placed at the shayla and it's not not mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. Kach v'kach. But the shayla anymore is a benayach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. So Tosis asks, we talked about this Tosis a little bit. Tosis asks, what's the shayla? Who cares about kiddush? And by the way, if he's mitzvah al kiddush Hashem, it's only before Esed. Mivur in the Gemara that even if a benayach is mitzvah al kiddush Hashem, he's mitzvah al kiddush Hashem before Esed, not mitzvah. And Behesiyas Mashmo, according to Rashi, means Asar and Yisrael. I don't think about the Gemara, because I said you should read that up the Gemara Rashi was clear. So like Naaman said, you know, but Dovah Zeh Yisla, he asked Elisha that he's not going to be able to Avodah Zarah, but at least when he goes in with the king to be Bezrimoy, so he should be allowed to bow down. He's on the Rashi, it's called the Oinus. So, and Elisha didn't say anything. He said, Lech L'Sholom. He must say, oh, Saraya, that Saraya, that Ben Noyach is not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. So according to Rashi, the Gemara answer is that was Bitsina because it wasn't Asara Misra. Parenthetically, it's very interesting right over there. The Ran says, if a Ben Noyach is Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, why is it totally Asara Misra? What kind of business is that? You're telling me Goyim have a Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in front of Asara Misra? If we don't have a monopoly on Kiddush Hashem, we also mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. So it should be in front of Asara Bnei Noach too. So the Ran says Avada, of course, but it will be Asara Bnei Noach who are Maminim. But there's no Kiddush Hashem in front of Avodah Avodah Zarah. So then the whole place was full of Avodah Avodah Zarah. That's not called Beferesi. Beferesi would be in front of 10 people like Noman who are Maminim Bashem. Anyway, that's the parenthetic thing. So Tosis asks the Kasha. He says, who cares whether Bnei Noach are Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem or they're not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem? Bnei Noach have to be Meisei Nefesh because they don't have a Heter v'chayba. Lefi the Rambam, Kash doesn't start. Because even if Bnei Noach don't have a chayba, but they have oinus. They have. That's already a that's mishaber that oinus is by everybody. When I the pasuk over, the Torah oinus is by everybody. I mean, certainly nitin leomer. So they have it. They have a Torah oinus. And the Rambam shita is that even when there's no b'chay b'hem, even by gimel averes chamuris where there's no b'chay b'hem, but emes you have a Torah oinus. And if you and it's not called yiraver, and if it's not called yiraver, you should be allowed to do it. Except the only reason why you're not allowed to do it is because there's a din of Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem b'tzinu. So if Bnei Noach would be mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, then who cares if they have no b'chay? Who cares if they don't have a heter b'chay b'hem? But they would have a p'tur oinus, and the p'tur oinus according to Ram, not just a p'tur. It means it's not your avera. So they will be allowed to do the avera, else they will be allowed to do the avera's oinus. So that's the shaila. Maybe they are. But maybe not, because maybe even Bnei Noach mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. For some reason, only the Pharisees. Bnei Noach would not be mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. I don't know why. But Yisrael is mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem even b'tzinu according to Rav. Bnei Noach's mashmah more, they would only have Kiddush Hashem with the Pharisees. That's a shalom. Maybe Yisrael, at least it's even b'tzinu, but there's one Yisrael. Any of that. But Akaponim, Lefi the Rambam, we have a very, I think that's from some of Shatling more point to the Rambam. In other words, again, according to the Rambam, even by Gimel, what was the discussion? Bnei Noach don't have v'chay b'hem anyway. Who cares if they have Chil Hashem? Without v'chay b'hem, nothing starts. You have to be Meis Nefesh for everything. We saw in the Rambam, it's not true. Even by the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris, where there's no heter of v'chay b'hem, and it's an Avera be'etzim, you still have a p'tur oinus. And according to the Rambam, p'tur oinus is not just a p'tur, but it's not your Avera. And you should be allowed to do it. And the only reason why you're not allowed to do it is because since it's an Avera be'etzim, if there's no v'chay b'hem, it's an Avera be'etzim, and to allow an Avera be'etzim to happen is a Chil Hashem. That's the Gemara Shaila. If the Bnei Noach are mitzvah and Chil Hashem, then they can't allow an Avera to happen either. So then they have to be Meisei Nefesh. If they're not mitzvah and Chil Hashem, then they can say, well, Anayah L'Tasa Dover, and they're allowed to do it. It's not their Avera. Tosis, we ask the Kasha, is the Shitosom that if Anayah L'Tasa Dover is not a Heter L'Chatchil, it's only Pterenshin B'Dievet, but L'Chatchil, it's still awesome. So may Tosis ask, who cares if they know Chil Hashem, not Chil Hashem, Chil Hashem Ahim, Chil Hashem Ahim? They have no v'chay b'hem. Oinus only for the Eved, but l'chad chilav, I don't know how to do it. So I think that's not the word said very well. I think it's a corroboration of the dig that I made in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, that Tosfos is not mamash like the Ram. The Ram holds oinus is mamash a heter. I mean, maybe heter is the wrong word, because b'chay b'hem is a heter. Here it's not mutter, it's a very be'etzim. But it's mutter for you, it's not your problem, because it's the ma'anis' problem, not your problem. It's just Harei Zechilas Hashem, and that's the Shaila about Bnei Noach. So now, we'll go a step further. Because I was thinking about this morning on the way up. What is Tosis' answer? Tosis is the kasha. But I know they don't have a chayvim. So who cares? Yes, Hashem, not for Hashem. They have no chayvim. So what did Tosis' answer? There is a svar. The chayvim is a svar. So why do you need a pasuk? I need a pasuk not to learn out from Gilei Ayis and Shvichus Dami. But be'etzim, it's a svar. The chayvim is a svar. So, the other day, I asked, number one, what's the svar? Number two, what about the Rav Yuma? The Rav Yuma has a whole lot of Tanoim. They were done. What's the Mokra? They gladdened the Michal Shabbos. What's the Kuch Nefesh? Rav Shmuel learned from Bob Machteres, and others learned from Yuma's Bechit Kechel Olomos, and Rav Shmuel said from Vachaybehem. What does the Rav want? It's a Svar. Kuch Nefesh is a Svar. And you can't answer, I said, you can't answer what Tosis answers over here, that I need to Limudim, not that I shouldn't learn after Gilei Ayis and Shvichus Damim. Why can't you answer that? Maybe that's Pshat and Gemara. What did I don't even remember what we said. Right. And where it says, Ashkan Vaday, Sofuk Midola. What's the word Kasha? Once I know Vaday, I know I don't know nothing. Gilei Ayis and Shvichus Damim. The rest is Svarkadu. So I wanted to say at the time that the Svar that Tosis is talking about is a Svar of Einus. It's a Svar that is Mutter Alf Einus. And by Rafu, there's no Einus. I feel what I'm saying now. I don't think that's right. Because I think Tosis' shita is that Einus is not a heter. That's the shita of Ram. For Ram, it's good. But Tosis' shita is that it's not a, that Einus is not a heter. Einus only b'dieved, but l'chachila not. So maybe you say to me, you know, maybe, no, one second. Maybe Tosis and the Kasha didn't think Einus is a heter, but maybe that's Tosis' teretz that the Ram is right and Einus is a heter. So I think it's not true. I want to make chiyach to you in Tosis. That when Tosis says it's a svar, it doesn't mean that it's Einus. Okay. I'm going to make a turn over here, so you have to hold on to the railing. And it's Rav Shmuel in the Shurim is also dying. What's the svar in Tosis? He said two possibilities. He says maybe it's Einus. Or maybe he says maybe there's a different svar. Maybe the svar is that it's a shear in the chiyuv, that just like we know, like the muscle for mitzvahs, to be sure, the Gemara says that a person not mechuyuv to spend for mitzvahs more than a chaymish min achasim. I don't know how we know, but the Torah was only mechayim mitzvahs up to a certain amount. It's gonna more than that, you're not mechuyuv to give up for mitzvahs. But maybe it's a svar that for averus also there's a limit how much you have to give up. There's your life, you don't have to give up for averus. A svar, it's a shear in the chiyuv. He's not sure, Shmuel, which one it is. He's in the foul form this time. I don't think it's either one. It's not like this. The Gemara says by Shvichus Domim, you have to raise an nefesh by Shvichus Domim. Why do you have to raise an nefesh by Shvichus Domim? What happened to the Chayim? What does the Gemara say? You ain't my chazus. You have bikuch nefesh. You have a chayvim. He also has a chayvim. So Rashi says, "Hamele, reverse to the siritzich." So I ask you a question. Emes, there's a my chazus. There's no hefter a chayvim. So we'll take away a chayvim. But what about the svar? Taisha says there's an underlying svar. Without Bechaydim, there's an underlying svara that you don't have to be a nefesh for Averus. What is the svara? So we have, Rav Shmuel gives us two possibilities. I said the other day it's Einus. Rav Shmuel says maybe it's a shir in the chiyuv. Either way, b'chayra, it should apply to Ritzicha too. Einus by Ritzicha is also Amos. And a shir in the chiyuv also, I can't, the Torah told me not to do Averus, but not that I have to give him my life for it. I don't have to give my life not to do that, but it's so. Over here, there's no mechazos in that. Yeah, I'm asking. Chara says it's a. The svar of Maichazus is addressed to the Chaybim. There's a din of a Chaybim. Says the name of Maichazus, you have a Chaybim. He also has a Chaybim. But in the time of Einish, Taisa says, before the Chaybim, before the Chaybim, there's an underlying svar. So the underlying svar is either Einis, Rechmana, the other Amram, Einis. It's a Heter maybe. It's not my Aveira, it's somebody else's Aveira. Or Rav Shmuel says another possibility. How much do you have to do for Aveiras? You don't have to give up your life, you have to do Aveiras. Those svaras apply to Ritzicha as much as to anything else. What does it have to do? Who cares the other guy's a nefesh? But I'm honest. It's not my Aveira. So why can't I do it? It's the madness's fault, not my fault. Or the Torah gave me Aveiras. Don't do it, including Leis Yitzchak. But there's a shir in the chiv. How much do I have to sacrifice for it? I don't have to sacrifice my life. So where did that go? Where did the svar go? But she was gone. Way we could ask in the Rambam too. What are my chazus? But where's the oinus? The Rambam holds there's a din of oinus. There's a heter of oinus. We could ask that in the Rambam, but the Rambam's not sure. That's chil Hashem in the Chirami. That's what the Rambam says. If he did the Ritzich, he's talking not nenesh because he has the pter oinus. But that's called chil Hashem. Since not a heter, it's not mutter beetzim. It's not like the chaybem where it's mutter beetzim. It's beetzim it's an avera. If beetzim it's an avera, then it's a chil Hashem. The place doesn't have that extra wrinkle. Taisus had that extra wrinkle, then Taisus wouldn't have a problem. Why need a bechaybem? Just you shouldn't learn after giving Eishes Shvichas Domim. You know, you need a bechaybem because otherwise it's a chil Hashem. Otherwise, all Averis would be a chil Hashem. See, Taisus doesn't have that whole notion. So the Chorah, there's a big art. I think it's a murder card in Taisus. I just made it a little bit complicated with that last line, but it's the Pashat Shat in Taisus. It's very straight. Taisus says that there's a svara, you know, that you there's a svara that you don't have to give up your life for Averis. And Rav Shmuel gives me two possibilities. What's the svar? Either it's a svar al stoinis, or it's a svar al shir achiv. So I'm asking. I don't think either one is right. It doesn't make any sense. If those svaras are true, then even my shichas domim, what does my chazus have to do then? My chazus takes off a chaybem, but it doesn't take off the fact that you're honest. It doesn't take off the fact that it's a shir and a chiv. I think it's muchach. Not like either possibility of Shmuel said. And that the Svar has nothing to do with Oinus, because Taisus holds Oinus is not a heter, Oinus is only a true, but the ever that was going to place in Avadar. Like Taisus asked in the first place. And it's nothing to do with the Shir and the Chiyuv. The Svar, I don't know what the Svar is, but the Svar is a replicate of a Chayma. And that's the same as the Pashtus in Taisus. The Pashtus Halosh in Taisus is that the Chayma is a Svar. The svar doesn't say anything more than it says already than it says in the chaybem. The chaybem is a svar. How we would know that in the svar, I don't know. But that's what I think Taisus keeps shooting out. The svar is what the chaybem is. I would know the chaybem without the chaybem because I can figure out the chaybem on my own. So why do I need the chaybem? I shouldn't learn that from your ass and she goes, don't forget. But be'etzim the svar, it doesn't say anything in the svar that it doesn't already say that doesn't say in the chaybem. And Mimele, if my chazus takes off my v'chaybem, then it takes off the svara too, because the svara is a svara v'chaybem. The svara is yikar, like Rashi's v'chaybem is the kar, yikar bein of nishmas yisro. So that's the svara. The svara is yikar bein of nishmas yisro. Not anything more than that. I think it's emes of pshat and tosis. I think we're machriach here, pshat and tosis. I think it's a hechrich pshat and tosis. That the svar here is simply the chayvim, and then that seems that everything that we're saying, Taish Taka holds like he says in Avodah Zarah that Einus is not a heter, Einus is just a p'tur b'di'eved, l'chatchil is Taka also. I know there's no heter of Einus, there's no p'tur of Einus, and it's just there's a svar of the chayvim. Of course, if that's the case, then hadra l'duchta the question of the Gemara Yuma. If the svar is mamish v'chayvim. Nothing more than v'chaybehem. So what's the whole Gemara Yuma? How do we know because nefesh like the Shabbos, and we have all kinds of limudim, and then Shmuel says no, it's v'chaybehem. It's a svar. And what's the svar? The svar is v'chaybehem. straight out of the mud. Unless maybe we'll say, maybe we'll just work out of it. Maybe we'll say that in a chenami, but since the svar is only v'chayvem, so that's what Shmuel is v'chadash. Shmuel said, if I would have been there, I would have said v'chayvem. And I it's a svar. Yeah, nechnami. If I would have been there, I would have told him the svar too. Kol zanichnis v'divrei Shmuel. Once you say that the svar is identical with v'chayvem, so maybe the Moriyum was altogether not so shver. It was always the kashan Moriyum. All these tanoim, Samele didn't have v'chayvem, but what about the svar? Maybe it's not so terrible. Now we're saying that the svar is v'chayvem. So all these tanoim, they didn't have v'chayvem, they didn't have the svar either. And Shmuel is v'chayvish v'chayvem, and v'chayvem is a svar too. Maybe that's not even a doch. Maybe that's not even a doch.
And how can, at least it can't be the way Rashi's been explaining it about, I'm saying Rebbe's saying it, not sure what the sword would
be. It can't be that
because it applies to Goyim too.
Yeah, you're right. It can't be Yikar Be'enim Nishim Siso. Yikar Be'enim Nishim Siso.
It's like, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. It can't be Nishim Siso. Nishim Siso. Chav V'Vonim Shnibu B'Tzel. Nechram. But that's a svar. Yeah, Mr. Choyle is horror here. This is horror and chesmer a little bit. Tais is a bother, so why do we need v'chayvem? It's a svar. But the svar is even by B'nai Noach. And the chayvem is mechadish chayvem, a special din by Yisrael, because that we're mechal Shabbos v'as v'chayvem is only by Yisrael, not by Yaakov. And if we'd only be mechayvem the svar, yeah, but we could take ask, why not be mechal Shabbos v'as the svar? Okay, I know these are theological questions, but I mean, this chayvem is hard here. Chayvem is telling me mechayvem is a svar, but you're right, the svar is a svar even by B'nai Noach. So why? Why is it that we're not mechal Shabbos for Akum? I'm not saying Lach Lamaisa, but that's the Gemara. We're not mechal Shabbos for Akum because it lacks in mechaybehem. So fine, so they don't have mechaybehem, but they have the svar. You have to somehow say the svar is only by B'nai Noach. It's like for B'nai Noach, it's a svar that for B'nai Noach, there's a svar even by B'nai Noach. But for Yisrael, the svar would only be by Yisrael. Yeah, okay, that's already okay. That needs a whole theology. I'm not saying the theology can't be supplied, but not for that's for a Wednesday morning question thing. And I wouldn't take it anyway. It's Maral. It's Matantara. It was postal. It was postal. It's Selim Alikin by Yom Soilim. I don't know. Problematic of you. What's going on? But it touches on a problem.
Similar.
But it's a problem even without what I'm saying. I mean, the Tosfos Lamaisa says that there is a svar over here that would work. I only need a, so that svar would work by a benoyach by Yisrael's aver. I don't. Maybe Yisrael's aver is more chomer. An aver of Yisrael is more chomer. It's not a svar that it should be nitcha for a nefesh an aver of a benoyach. It's a svar that there's a chaviva beinov. No, there's a svara that the nefesh of a menayach is more chaviv than the aver of menayach, than the shem of mitzvah menayach, and there's a svara that nefesh Yisrael is more chaviv than the mitzvah of Yisrael, but there's no svara that the nefesh of a menayach is more chaviv than the mitzvah of Yisrael. That already the svara can't tell me. Shazay. Okay, so I think, I think we covered a lot of important territory over here. The main thing is, we didn't get the Me'avon Me'ir, but tomorrow's another day. But I think that the main things are, first of all, we saw the Shitas by the Gimel Averes Chamuras. Rav Zera says that the. Even by the Gimel Averes Chamuras, you have Lenar Tassadom. So there are different shittas. How deep does that go? Lena David says, he's Chayav Misa. I don't know what he does with Rav Zera altogether. It seems to be altogether against Rav Zera. Then we saw Taisu says, L'naret hasadava means that it's a p'tur b'di'evet. There's no inish. But l'chatchila v'ad it's also. And that's the pashas. That's maybe the Ramban in that the Ran is samachal. Shem the Ramban. That you're not nenesh, but l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to do the aver. Meaning, it's an aver be'etzim. You're not nenesh, but l'chatchila you can't do it. Shaloy al mas kabel pras. But you're not allowed to do it because be'etzim it's an aver. That's the Ramban al-Macham. It's chayim aver. And then you have the Shittas Rambam. And I think that's what Duke and Tosis. It's only b'di'evet. L'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. And then we have the Shittas Rambam that it's mamish heta l'chatchila. It's not my aver. It's not my aver. It's somebody else's aver. I would be allowed to do it. Except that since it's an aver be'etzem, not my aver, but it's an aver be'etzem, so it's a chil Hashem. That was Dover Echad, just to work through those Shittas. And then we saw that l'fi the Rambam, we have a new pshat in the Gemara about Benoich. Is it Benoich Mitzvah and a chil Hashem? Tosis says, what do you mean? But he has no b'chaybem. The answer is, forget the chaybem, but he's honest. And oinus means it's not your averus, you should be able to do it. So why can't you do it as chil Hashem? Alzeh adon is a benoich mitzvah al chil Hashem. That could be very merubach, very merubach to keep shachting more by benoich. In fact, I would go further and say that maybe that's more benoich is the mocha for the Rambam. That the reason why you have to be moist in nefesh ultimately is as chil Hashem and kiddush Hashem. Where did Rambam get it from? He got it from more by benoich. There's no chaybem over there, and yet the Gemara says that it's just an issue of chil Hashem. That's number one. But Tosis did ask the kasha by Menoyah. That, you know, they have no b'chaybim, how are they allowed to do it? Tosis she tells them that Oinus is not a heter. Oinus is a p'tur b'di'evet, but it's not a heter l'chatchilu. So therefore Tosis talk asked Menoyah don't have b'chaybim. And then finally we came to Tosis' terrace. Tosis answers that b'chaybim is a sor. And that Rabbi Shmuel is done. Chayin in general are done. What's the sor? And Shmuel gave us two choices. Choice number one was the Svar to Shir in the Chiyuv. In order to be Mesa Nefesh by Averis. Choice number two, the Svar of Oinus. That maybe Oinus Taka Heta. Shach and Tosis. And the other day we said, well, come on, Yuma, it's a riot, it's Oinus. Because if it will be a Shir in the Chiyuv, then it will be by Rafua too. It must be Oinus. Oinus is not by Rafua. That was yesterday's Shir, but we're now invalidating that. And I want to be Machriya. I'm a Shatopin and Tosis. That's not the right Shach and Tosis. That the svar over here of Tosis is not that there's a shir in the chiyuv, and it's not oinus, none of the above, because if those svaros were true, then by shvichus dom would be allowed to kill the other guy, because who cares if there's no v'chayvim my chosis, but he would have the heter of oinus, and he would have the heter of shir in the chiyuv. Count calmer in the Rambam, you can't ask that. Why can't he kill the guy? He has the heter of oinus. The Ram would answer, but Chil Hashem, Bechaybim, once there's no Bechaybim, there's Chil Hashem. But that you don't have in places. So, that has to be, addressed. But Akapan, in Taisis very sure, so Akorchuk, the Pshad in Taisis, which is Mamish, the simple reading of Taisis, is that the Svar is not some new Svar in Menachutz, the Svar is Bechaybim. The Svar is whatever Bechaybim is. So Mela, and that's it. And Mela, if there's my Chosus and Bechaybim, there's my Chosus and the Svar too. My chosis is that your nefesh is chavav, his nefesh is chavav too. I think that's mechuch. Yeah, ka'omer, so then it's shreiling more in Yuma. So the more in Yuma, that's the case. So if it's a svar, so what are the tanoim being done in Yuma? And the answer will have to be the minachanami. When Shmuel's mechadish b'chaybe, that means mechadish the svar too. Because the svar is b'chaybe, not something else. The svar is b'chaybe. So it's not so terrible to say. Yavina Hosan, if I would have been there, I would have said b'chaybe. And b'chaybe is a svar too. Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How could you learn from,
like,
those the same five minutes prevent learning from Shiva? How can you learn from Shiva when it's only the spark thing? I mean, the reason why you're not like killing
because of one second. Yeah, I have a good point. The Vachaybem is my chazis. I'm sorry. The Svar is Vachaybem. The Svar is exactly what Vachaybem is. And Tosi says, so why don't you need a pasuk? Why don't you need a pasuk? He says, without the pasuk, I would have said, let's learn out from Gilui Raos and Shvichus Dom. Chayav, you have a point. Shvichus Dom l'chayav is a little bit strange. Mele, Gilui Raos is good. But Shvichus Dom, how are you going to learn out from Shvichus Dom that we don't say the svara of nefesh, yukar bein of nefesh? But by Shvichus Dom, I don't see otherwise. Shvichus Dom is just the other guy's also a nefesh. So how is Shvichus Dom ever have an oikah the svara? He says, I need this pasuk. Because even though it's a svara, but I would have said, yes, it's a svara, but I see by Gilui Raos and Shvichus Dom, the svara is not true. I see it by your eyes, I don't really see it from Sheikh Zan. Sheikh Zan's sword might be very true. Just the other guy has the same sword. So I have to say, A, that in the Hanami maybe it tastes primarily means Gilei Raias. B, anyway, this Rav Nachayim, Chayim asks, it's kind of funny, how do we learn Gilei Raias from Sheikh Zdom? Is any done? Like Gilei Raias, it's not that Sheikh Zdom is Doicha Pikuach Nefesh. The other guy's also Pikuach Nefesh. By Gilei Raias, you want to learn that the Chayim Raver of Gilei Raias is Doicha Pikuach Nefesh. How do you learn that from? I mean, it's possible, but it's a very strange kind of Zeres HaKosim. So the Chayim want to say, if Shimon says this, that once I learn out from with a hekesh from Sheikh Zdom to Gilei Raias, that the Chayim Raver of Gilei Raias is Oymid B'nei Pikuach Nefesh, that I learned back to Ritzicha also that the Chayim Raver of Sheikh Zdom is also Oymid B'nei Pikuach Nefesh. They say this to answer Akasha. The Rambam Shita is, it's one of the Shitas in the Tosefta and Yerushalmi, that if the Goyim surrounded the city and they said, give us Shevem B'vichri, we're going to kill you all. So it's one opinion that Shevem B'vichri is going to die anyway, so they can give him up. But there's another opinion only because Mechuyim Misa L'Malchus. We talked about it by Rikus. And the Rambam passes like the second opinion. The Chayim asks, 1 second. The Chayim, even if it's not Mechuyim Misa L'Malchus, but there's no Mechuzis. The Shevim Bichri is going to die anyway. Inside the Svar of Mechuzis, there's no Pikuch Nefesh for Shevim Bichri. Shevim Bichri is a dead man walking. So he doesn't have any Pikuch Nefesh. So if Shevim Bichri doesn't have Pikuch Nefesh, so the Pikuch Nefesh of the city should be Deuchel Yisrael Shichuz Dom. So here's the Shimon answer that but Sheikh has done it is. Once we learn out from Gilead to Gilead Raias, so we learn back from Gilead Raias to Sheikh has done it, that the Chaymer is there, Sheikh has done it, is Zayim B'nei Pikuach Nefesh. And now it's really more than just the Machosis. Yeah. So that will work here also. So at the end of the day, now in this twin of Gilead Raias and Sheikh has done it, they're Megal on each other, that the Chaymer of Gilead Raias and Sheikh has done it is Zayim B'nei Pikuach Nefesh. Even in cases where it's not Shaykh Mechotis. So maybe the Tosis could mean both. Yeah, it was very good chap. Okay.